budget votes in the National Assembly this week. Now, for the past 3 weeks, ministers have debated how their department's money will be spent in the current financial year. Besides budget vote debates, a number of Parliament's committees also meet on a daily basis. Celine Merrington looks at what is likely to happen in Parliament this week.
President Cyril Ramaphosa is back in the National Assembly this week to deliver his department's budget. The presidency has come under fire before for being the only department that does not have a portfolio overseeing it. Spokesperson Moloto Mutapo says the two presiding officers of Parliament will also deliver their respective budgets this week.
The budget by the chairperson of the NCOP and the National Assembly Speaker that will be presented tomorrow is very key in ensuring that this institution continues to exercise its constitutional mandate, hold the executive to account to ensure that the commitment that it has made to the people of South Africa in terms of service delivery are realized.
MPs are also expected to mark Africa Day celebrations on Thursday under the theme "The Legacy of Nelson Mandela in Building a Better Africa and a Better World," in between sitting for around 25 committees this week. The police committee will have a special hearing to focus on the growing trend of cash-in-transit robberies. The South African Social Security Agency, SASSA, is under the spotlight at the Standing Committee on Public Accounts, who will look at irregular, fruitless and wasteful expenditure in its 2016-17 annual report. Also this week, the Ad Hoc Committee on the Funding of Political Parties will meet to consider its draft program. I'm Zelene Merrington at Parliament.
Hussein Ibrahim will be in shortly with the latest news in brief, but first, news out of India, petrol and diesel prices reached a lifetime high in India.